interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, a grizzly bear and her four cubs came to town Tuesday night. This is in downtown Jackson, Wyoming, just strolling through the city. How's everybody doing? Here we are. Here's the family. Fish and Wildlife had to come out and shoo the bears away. Mama Bear and her four cubs. And they know Mama Bear in that town. And officials know her, too. She's got an ear tag. They've been watching her at Yellowstone for years. The thinking is that she's been trying to hang around people. Listen to this. To ward off the male grizzlies. So she doesn't want anything to do with the guys anymore. So she figures that if she hangs around the people, then the male grizzlies are going to not want
chance it.
I don't want to. But they aren't.
How many little ones are there?
She had four cubs with her. Yeah.
That's enough for now.
Yeah. Well, and that's enough cubs that you don't want to get anywhere near those cubs. You don't want to get near a grizzly, period, but especially when she's got the cubs around. Garbage has been raided. Beehives have been broken into in Jackson, so they want to get the grizzlies out of town.
John, there's been a man arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, earlier this week, Wednesday. 54-year-old Christopher Akins, who was on parole for a series of crimes. He has a criminal history dating back to the 80s that involved convictions for burglary and robbery. So he was on parole. And the Altoona police officer says a state patrol parole board visit, turned up when they visited Mr. Akins. Five guns, including a sawed-off shotgun, double barrel, as well as crack cocaine, methamphetamines, marijuana, black tar heroin, and prescription pills. A growing marijuana plant that was seized at the home. Plus, he had a 44 caliber handgun with no serial number, roughly $480 in counterfeit $20 bills. And he also, for good measure, had a Altoona police badge and identification belonging to a retired officer that was also found in his house. And so
a lot of good stuff there.
Add all that up during your parole visit.
Yeah.
You'll wind up in I Can't Believe It's News.
Keep that tucked away. Well, and finally here, how did a picture this now? How did a steer end up on a water slide? Well, it was trying to escape slaughter, and so that's
and
where
went
it went.
He chose water over the slaughter.
Yeah. Story comes to us from Brazil. A cattle farmer lost a steer the other day. It escaped slaughter and wound up next door at the water slide. 2-year-old steer on this cattle farm apparently knew what was going down, what his fate
someone tipped
was
him
going
off
to be. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to hang around for this, he said. So he made his way next door to the water park.
And he can't go down head first with those horns.
No, he climbed to the top of the water slide at the pool. How about that? Climbed all the way up to the top.
His knees were knocking. He was scared.
You think he had like his towel over his shoulder as he was climbing to the top and about to throw that off, or maybe some goggles on when he did that?
You guys going to be ready to film this? I'm almost there.
Yeah, I wonder if he hot-dogged it and went backwards down the slide.
Backwards and upside down.
Yeah, how about this? Take a look at this. So he climbs to the top of the water slide at the pool.
YOLO.
And, then said, all right, here it goes. Here we go. And he headed down the slide. And he got halfway down the slide before he came to a stop. Apparently, he just, got blocked
this
up in the slide.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
More water, please.
And then, then he had to tell all the other steer up by the top, hey, nope, can't come down. Yeah, ruined it for everybody. So what they're going to do is, instead of turning him into steak, they're going to make him a pet now. He's officially a pet. He's not going to get slaughtered. Maybe be the mascot there at the
water slide park.
But that is, if you got a... Yeah,
I saw the video. It is pretty funny.
If you got a steer that can do that, that's a moneymaker right there.
He's like, the hooves are on ice going down this thing. He's kind of like unsure what the hell's going on. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably wanted it for a second round, too, like when they got him off of the slide. Yeah. Hey, Mike, let me just, I know I can do this.
I waited in that line all this time, and then I really didn't get the ride I was looking for.
I know I can do this. I know.